Get it? The Bird Show.
How are you today, Christy?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming in. Look at that smile.
I know,
that's like the Oprah smile right there.
I know. Thank you.
It's like if you walk out of the Oprah studios and you don't have that smile, they make you come back in for a second show.
No, you guys made me smile. Y'all are so sweet and kind to have me on here. This is just amazing.
Thank you. This could be one of those days and one of those projects. I think we've proven over the last couple of years that when the Bird Show community comes together, it is a powerful rolling force.
It is. I've got goosebumps. This is awesome.
She shows up to Oprah the other day, and you sort of kind of like, you sniffed out something was going on, but you didn't know exactly what she was going to ask you guys to do, right?
We had no idea. No clue at all. I had written a story into Oprah. It said Atlanta, Baltimore, Los Angeles. What would you do if you could give an act of kindness? Do you know someone in need? How would you perform this? And I have always wanted to own my own children's shelter where kids could come and have a warm bed, hot meals, you know, love and everything they need. Mm-hmm. I wrote the story in. They called me within 3 hours and said, would you like to come on the show? And you know, just to be part of the audience and take Oprah's challenge. And I said, well, what's the challenge? They said, you don't need to know that. Can you come? I was like, sure. Uh-huh. Can I, you know, you can bring one person. So I chose my sister, Casey. And there we went. Our husbands were just awesome about getting us tickets and getting all the information for us. And there we went.
So you fly into Chicago. You kind of know sort of where you're heading with all this. You show up to the studios. How long did you have to wait in line before you got into the studio?
30 minutes.
Yeah.
30 minutes. It's cold. They try to get everybody in really quickly.
Okay.
I mean, because the wind's blowing. And once we got in there, we're still in a holding pattern. They put us in the little studio. We can watch older episodes of Oprah. And then they bring us into the studio. We had Cory Booker on there. I'm part of it. But you know, they had Cory Booker, and they had a couple that overcame change and, you know, in their lives saying, you can make change. You can have hope. And then she announced her challenge and said, are you guys up for it? And the challenge is pay it forward.
Yeah, let's play that clip from Oprah yesterday. This is exactly what Christy's talking about. She flies into Chicago and has no idea what the challenge is until Oprah, in the very last couple of minutes of the show, tells her exactly what she's going to be doing.
Everyone here today is getting the chance to do something really extraordinary for others. You will each go home with $1,000. And that money, here's the challenge. For that money, this is what you're going to do. You're going to open your hearts. You're going to be really creative. And you're going to spend it all at once on one stranger or spend a dollar on every person. It doesn't matter to me. There is so much you can do with this challenge.
So that was Oprah's challenge slash gift yesterday. And it was such a quintessential Oprah show yesterday in that she was really kind of teaching that you can make change. Anybody can make change. You just got to take the first step and do it. And for her, that first step was giving everybody in the audience $1,000, which you think is going to go a really long way. And maybe in some cases it can, in other cases it can't. So what did you decide to do with your $1,000?
Casey and I decided we would adopt my sister's house. And my sister's house is a shelter here in the Atlanta area, but it's not just a shelter. It is a place where women can learn how to address the issues behind and put homelessness behind them, take care of their children. They develop emotionally, spiritually. And it's just an amazing place. There are 264 women and children in the shelter and the long-term recovery plan. So we can touch a lot of their needs, but we can't touch, you know, it's going to take a lot of money. It's going to take a lot of donations. It's going to take the public really getting behind this and paying it forward.
Now, there are 5,000 different organizations in Atlanta that you could have tried to help out. Why my sister's house?
Children.
Yeah.
Because I've always wanted the children's shelter. So we said, okay, you know, these ladies and these children need our help. And they were so excited when we called my sister's house. They were like, oh my gosh, you're going to help us? I mean, they were just so enthusiastic and they have been so helpful. What do you need? What do you need? How can we help you? What can we do? And we're like, you know, this is where we're supposed to be.
I want to bring David in here from my sister's house because I think that when you look at a place like my sister's house, and I think we've all heard the name before, you just imagine that there's so many donation dollars and that there are warehouses and warehouses of materials that you guys can use throughout the year. And I think Christy was probably a little bit surprised by how much you guys could use the help.
Oh, probably so. I mean, people think that, oh, you know, it's Thanksgiving time. People are giving food. They're giving the money because it's Thanksgiving time. It's, you know, almost Christmas time. Not quite. I know. But, you know, people forget about the fact that, you know, the women and the children, they're out there on the streets or they need the help year round, 24/7. And it's not just the money to pay for the programs. It's things like diapers and toilet paper. When you put 260 women in a building, mm-hmm. think about how much toilet paper you're using.
Right.
I mean, so things like that, it's always going through. And so we always need the help. And my sister's house, just we get everything from our donors. We rely on our donors to keep us going.
Now, are you in that building with 260 women?
No, I work over at one of my sister's house is part of a larger organization called Atlanta Union Mission.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we have six centers throughout the city that help men, women, and children, you know, in all the different stages of homelessness.
Give me more of a scene on what my sister's house is. Like, it's not just a place to go and crash for 7 years. You guys are literally, like, rehabilitated and trying to get everybody back on their feet.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We've got a shelter, you know, because sometimes the ladies, they just need that place. I need a bed. I need a hot meal. I need some clean clothes. Something to take a step back and say, okay, what's the next step in my life? But for a lot of them, there's other things that are going on, addiction, abuse, lack of education that keeps them out of independent living.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got a program, it's like 6 months, that they can go in and they can take these classes on the search for significance. They can learn how to raise their kids in the right way, and they can take some spiritual enrichment courses and all these things that help them address, why can I not live on my own? And so instead of just saying, here's a little Band-Aid, it's saying, we're teaching you how to do it yourself.
When was it founded? When did my sister's house start?
My sister's house started back in the 60s. So we're one of the oldest women and children's shelters in the city. And the largest one's still running today. So.
And is it a hidden place? Because I know a lot of women's shelters, you're not allowed to give out the address of where it is.
It is. We keep it secured because there are a lot of women kind of fleeing from abuse. But we can tell you it's in kind of the, quote, West Midtown area.
Okay.
So,
Christy, I'm curious, when you called up to my sister's house and you said, look, I want to give you $1,000, were you pleasantly surprised by how far that $1,000 was going to go? Or were you like, oh boy, they're going to need more than just my $1,000?
I was really surprised. No, I mean, I knew that they gave me a list. And it's not, you know, the list is huge. There's two pages of a list of their needs. And so I knew that we were going to have to, you know, really get some help from other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, Color Chrome Atlanta has given us $1,000. Pottery Barn Kids has given us $7,000 worth of merchandise.
Wow, that's great.
So we're really, you know, touching people and hoping that they will help us pay it forward and really help these children and women.
I'm taking a look at this list here. I mean, and we're talking about, like you said, almost two pages of needs, from Kleenex to backpacks to sheet protectors to crayons, floppy disk scissors, index cards, sippy cups, feeding bowls, spoons, hand soap, diaper bags. The list just goes on and on and on and on. So, I mean, it's a lot of items, and it starts to add up very, very quickly. And if you just look at $1,000 here, I mean, you can't cover what's on the list.
No, you can't.
You absolutely can't. So we got your email yesterday, and we all kind of sat down and tried to figure out exactly how we could help and what we could do. And this is a major, major, major project. We have exactly 3 days to put together a whole bunch of items and a whole bunch of contributions. For what reason, Christy? Why do we have to get this done by Friday?
We are having a huge, huge party for these kids on Friday night at the shelter at my sister's house. We are going to go down there and present them with all these things and hopefully see a big smile on all their faces as well. So we're under a huge crunch time limit.
All right. So, I mean, we're just a few days away. Normally when we do stuff like that, we can tell you guys about it for days and weeks and talk about it every 20 minutes or so, and I could schedule that out to where I know everybody listening is going to hear it at one point or another. We don't have that kind of time this time.
This was part of Oprah's challenge, the time limit. You have 1 week to get it done. So that's part of, not only do you have $1,000, but you got a week.
Well, she's
what
crafty, isn't
do?
She?
She is crafty.
She's a little wily one, Oprah.
She's trying to prove to you that you can make change.
Absolutely.
In such a short time.
If you put your heart and your mind to it, you can do anything. So that's why she's given us this huge challenge.
So that's why we turned to Kroger. I mean, you can't go 100 yards in Atlanta without seeing another Kroger. Right. We had to get somebody involved with your challenge that could represent and cover a lot of area very, very quickly. And that's where I turn it on over to Ted at Kroger.
Well, thanks, Bert. And Christy, congratulations being part of that show and what you're doing. It's admirable. And we want to help. And what we've got at Kroger, as Bert mentioned, is a lot of stores, a lot of great associates. Our people are great at Kroger, and we've got a lot of customers. And what we're going to do for the next 2.5 days, starting tomorrow morning on Wednesday, November 1st, we're going to allow our customers to round up for your cause when they pay for their products at the check cash register or make an absolute donation. They'll be able to engage with each and every cash register or cashier in the metro area and make a donation on behalf of your cause. We'll round this money up all day Wednesday, all day Thursday, and most of the day Friday to allow you to have the total that we'll be able to bring forth. So we're going to be able to magnify the power of approximately 1 million shoppers over those 3 days to engage them in your cause.
Thank you so much. This is awesome. This is really, really amazing. You guys are so sweet. Thank you. I mean,
you're welcome.
I got tears in my eyes now just talking about it. This is great.
So, Ted, my question is, if I'm going to shop at Kroger today and checking out with all of my groceries, do I just say to the cashier, I'd like to make a donation to my sister's house?
Well, Tracy, what we'll do is we'll actually start this tomorrow morning on Wednesday. We'll be spending most of the day today notifying all 15,000 cashiers throughout the metro area of how this works. So we've got to, as Bert mentioned, we're pulling this rather quickly, so we got a lot of communication to do, but we'll start it tomorrow, Wednesday, November 1st, and we'll do it all day Wednesday and Thursday, and yes, you just will engage with your cashier. They'll have the instructions of how to accept your donation amount, and then we'll have those funds available for the presentation on this Friday.
And I want to be absolutely clear on this. This isn't some kind of Kroger promotion that you have to go in and buy something.
Absolutely.
And in order to give your donation, you round up. If you're going to Kroger, and I think the statistic that you ran by me yesterday.
134 stores, 1 million customers. So 25% of the city of Atlanta will be in a Kroger in the next 2.5 days.
I mean, absolutely.
So you go to Kroger, you're probably going to go anyway over the next couple of days. You round up on your purchase, or you just go in and you ask one of the cashiers, where can I donate for my sister's house, and we will collect over the next 48 hours. Don't go today. Don't go today. It starts tomorrow morning, right?
That's correct.
It'll start tomorrow morning, mm-hmm. And then who knows? It's so hard to say or predict how much money can be raised over the next couple of days, but I think this is Oprah's point also, is just that you just don't know the kind of change you can make in a very, very, very short amount of time.
Absolutely.
At this point, we don't know. But if the Burt Show community kind of all goes to Kroger over the next 2 days, then we can make sure that my sister's house is taken care of for a very, very, very long time.
You said it best. It's a grassroots effort. We got to get the community talking.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you this also, because I know there are going to be people that are going to want to donate clothing and stuff like that. Will you have boxes there for those kind of donations? Are we strictly talking monetary donations?
We're strictly talking monetary donation because of the logistics and on the short time to be able to convert those donations into delivery to the center.
Okay,
so
great.
So we are taking monetary donations for these next 2.5 days.
All right, so again, when you go to Kroger, not today, starting tomorrow, every time you round up on your purchase or you just go in and you donate, it is going to, I would say, probably 50 or 60 different items that my sister's house really needs. And all of these items are going to be up on our website at allthehitsq100.com. And as we said before, also, the one problem that we kind of looked at and said, we might have a problem in that people only listen like 20, 30 minutes at a time. So if we don't continuously get the word out over the next 24 or 48 hours, we may miss a lot of Burt Show listeners. What we're going to do is we're going to tenfold that $1,000 that Oprah gave you, and we are going to turn around. We are going to have you cut a 60-second commercial, and we are going to give you that money in advertising to run a commercial on Q100 all day long today, talking about
and
Kroger.
Tomorrow and Thursday.
All 3 days. Talking about the fundraiser and all the money going to my sister's house.
That is awesome.
Okay,
thank
so that's at least $10,000 of advertising.
Oh my God.
Here's what we're
going
to do. We are going to link on over to my sister's house also.
Okay.
And if you have donations like this, you could bring that stuff directly on down, correct?
Correct.
But we are strictly working with monetary donations over the next couple of days at Kroger.
Right, and now in my sister's house website will explain how to donate those items. Okay, so yeah, just go to the website if you want to do anything other than money.
Get it? The Burt Show.